Israeli defense officials say the military has successfully test-fired an advanced missile from a base outside of Tel Aviv, which is believed to be able to reach Iran. Earlier this week, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed new concerns about Iran's nuclear program. Israeli media have carried out a flurry of reports on purported efforts by Prime Minister Netanyahu to secure cabinet approval for military action against Iran. The CEO of the Israel-Palestine Center for Research and Information, Dr. Gershon Baskin, spoke to Chris Wells about the situation. In the context of the Holy Father's prayerful visit to the tombs of his predecessors in the crypt beneath St. Peter's Basilica on All Souls Day, the director of English for Africa programming, Father Moses Homungule, spoke to Christopher Wells about the significance of praying for the dead.
Well, I assume you're talking about the threats that are going back and forth between Jerusalem and Tehran. So this seems to be the main issues in the news of today, with the Prime Minister Netanyahu reportedly trying to gain a coalition majority within the cabinet to plan to perhaps launch an attack against Iran's nuclear facilities. They're waiting for the new report of the IAEA to come out, which will detail the extent of the Iranian government's nuclear plans in the field of military, not nuclear for electricity, but nuclear for producing a bomb. The Israeli experts' assessment is that they are quite advanced on the way toward making a bomb, maybe a year and a half away. And Israel does not perceive the international community's current sanctioned regime against Iran as preventing Iran from achieving the status of having a bomb. And this, from the Israeli perception, is something which should not be allowed, which is a direct threat to Israel's security. The Israeli cabinet is actually split on whether or not Israel needs to take action, or it's not really a problem with the international community, and the international community needs to take more direct responsibility. In the meantime, the Iranian chief of staff of the army is making threats against Israel. President Ahmadinejad is making threats against Israel. It's not a nice situation. The one word of relative caution I would add to this is that the more it's being talked about in the media, the less real it is. If, in fact, Israel was planning a military operation against Iran, we wouldn't be reading about it in the newspapers.
How is that fitting in with domestic concerns? I understand that there have been renewed missile strikes from Gaza. Settlements have been being accelerated in the light of the Palestinian Authority's acceptance in UNESCO.
Over the last few days, we had another round of violence between Israel and Gaza, with the Gazans starting last Wednesday by shooting three rounds of Grad missiles into Israel, and there was a period of a few days calm. And then on Saturday, Israel hit a cell from the Islamic Jihad movement that was a part of the cell of sending missiles into Israel. And that started another round of response and counter-response. The Egyptian intelligence officers who helped to negotiate the prisoner exchange and the release of Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit immediately got involved. In fact, I was in touch with them and in touch with people in Hamas and Gaza to arrive at a new formula for a ceasefire. The Egyptians did a great job, and in the last 24 hours, we've gone back to calm. On the political level, it's a little bit more stormy. After the Palestinians achieved a success in the UNESCO framework of getting statehood membership, Israel is now retaliating by engaging in political and perhaps economic issues against the Palestinians, including the launching of new settlement building and maybe holding back customs and tax revenues to the Palestinian Authority.
And so what are the prospects for the immediate future then?
Well, they're not very good. The situation is where the Israeli government and the Palestinian Authority are not talking to each other at all. In fact, my institution, are in the process of arranging a meeting, which will take place in Italy in 2 weeks, to talk about infrastructure development in the Palestinian state. And all the official participants on the Israeli and Palestinian side have now canceled their participation in the meeting. So it will be a civil society, private sector meeting. This is not good. The two parties can only resolve their differences by talking to each other. And we have a situation where both sides seem to be climbing up trees with no ladders provided for them to come down. The international community is busy with its own fiscal crises. The American president is already on the campaign trail, and this is not good for the region and not good for the world.
With those developments, then, how is the international community addressing the situation? Are they addressing the situation, or have they just stepped back entirely?
Well, there's a mechanism of what's called the Quartet, which is the United States, the European Union, the United Nations, and Russia. There have been a couple of Quartet principals meetings recently, and Quartet envoys were here last week and met separately with President Abbas on the Palestinian side and Prime Minister Netanyahu, and seemed to receive an agreement from both parties to submit ideas to the Quartet within 90 days on how they see the resolution of the conflict on two issues, on borders and security. Without the parties talking to each other, there is a possibility of moving forward if the two sides do cooperate with the Quartet in trying to put down some ideas on paper that could advance possible negotiations in the future. But it's a question of whether or not the parties will take the Quartet very seriously while the political players, both in Europe and in Washington, are particularly weak at this moment.
And returning to the situation with Iran, how is the international community responding to that?
I can't really tell you. I think we're waiting for the IAEA report on the status of the military options that the Iranians are advancing. That report is expected to be issued in the coming days, and I think there will be international responses. There are ideas being proposed by Israel and the United States on tightening the sanctions on Iran, particularly the sanctions on banking, on international banking, and on fuel, sale of benzene and other fuel products to Iran, who import more than 50% of their needs. But we'll have to wait and see if, in fact, the international community will do that. There are a lot of interest in the international community, financial and otherwise. And at this time of financial crisis in the world, there's a question of how likely it is that some of those countries that actually do trade with Iran will be willing to stop and lose that business when they need the income.